Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Super excited to have all of you joining us today, tuning in from all across the world wide web. Yes, those that are listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, those that are on the phone lines, we love you guys. Thank you so much for checking us out here every single week. And listen, let me tell you, today's show is off the chain. We have three dynamic spotlights, so let me tell you just a little bit about who's going to be on today. You won't believe it, but yes, I was able to get a chance to be able to talk to Fantasia's mom. Yes, we are going to be talking to evangelist Diane Barino Barber a little bit, in just a little bit. She's going to be stopping by the virtual studio. We're going to be chatting it up with her. I'm telling you what, if you are wondering where Fantasia got that faith and that powerhouseness from, yes, I just made up a word right there. You are going to get to meet the young lady that helped instill that in her. And certainly, if you are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, you will have an opportunity to actually experience her singing and preaching ministry, and we're going to tell you all about that. She's going to be with us in the city at the True Worshipers Experience, and that's hosted by Bishop James Rudy Brown on November 24th at 6 p.m. So we're going to tell you all about it, but most importantly, you're going to get to hear from evangelist Diane Barino. And then we're going to move into our next segment. I'm excited to have an author spotlight. This dynamic young lady is actually backed by popular demand, Vanessa Miller. She's an Essence best-selling author. She's a playwright. She's a motivational speaker, and she's going to join us to chat about her new book, Escape to Love. Mm-hmm. She wanted a peaceful escape to the Bahamas. What she got was love and danger at every turn. Y'all don't know nothing about that. See, we're going to let you know about it. So Vanessa Miller is going to be joining us in the second segment. And then in our third segment, we're going to be talking to LaQuisha Hall. And she is an award-winning community service leader. She is a past Miss International Beautiful, and she is the current reigning Miss Essence 2013, and she's joining us today to talk about her new book, Positively Bodyful. Positively Bodyful. So we are excited. We're going to be talking to all of those dynamic ladies today on the show. So listen, we want to let you know how to stay in contact with us, how to keep connected with us. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, facebook.com/Charvette. My main website, charvette.com. And then you know you got to go pick up my mobile app, available on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and BlackBerry devices, and you just search for Charvette in your app store. So listen, hot off the press, came across my desk today, R&B disco queen Gloria Gaynor. You remember her from I Will Survive. Well, guess what? She is going to be releasing a gospel album. Can you believe it? She's going to be releasing a gospel album. She's a Grammy award-winning singer, and we know her. I mean, she just took the world by storm in the 70s, and she has decided to do a gospel album. She's releasing it exclusively on Amazon.com. The release date is Tuesday, November 26th. And it's going to be called We Will Survive. You got it? You got it? We Will Survive. And it's pretty much a collection of inspirational songs that really have helped her along the way. And the other cool thing is that this is a dual release, if you will, because she also has a brand new book out by the same name that she's going to be releasing called We Will Survive. Again, that's Gloria Gaynor. You know her. I Will Survive. That's my karaoke song. So whenever I have to do karaoke, that's the song that I go to. So anyway, we have a track for you all to hear. So like I said, this is hot off the press, just came across my desk today, and it's called You're Right on Time, and this is one of the singles from Gloria Gaynor's upcoming gospel album, and we want to let you all hear it, hear about it. Also, we want to shout out Ruth LaAntra Jones. She's from North Carolina, and her release, I'm telling you what, Count It All Joy. She has been all over the airways. You've seen her here in the capital city. She's been doing dynamic things, so we want to shout her out. A lot of good music out, a lot of dynamic music out, definitely in the gospel and in the inspirational arena, so we want to shout them out. We also want to shout out Toby and Tommy. We love their project as well. So we're just giving you some ideas for stocking stuffers. You know, the holidays are coming up. I know Black Friday is coming up for some people, and you're going to be feverishly shopping. And so don't spend all your money. So anyway, we're just giving you some ideas of some great stocking stuffers. So we want to let you hear Gloria Gaynor's single from her upcoming gospel album. She hasn't done this before, and you get to hear it right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is called You're Right on Time.
Without a prayer, I've been broken, gave up hoping, yeah, I've been there. Sometimes it takes a sunset to remind us we're alive, or just the smallest thing that living reminds us we will survive. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how weak, no matter how lost, you've just gotta know you're being led. You're just where you need to be. Not early or late, you see, you're right on time. I've been hurt. When I decided to stop running and let the future come to me, I only had to let the sun in so that the truth could set me free. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how weak, no matter just gotta know you're being led. You're just where you need to be. Not early or late, you see. You're right on time. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how
Gloria Gaynor, Grammy Award winner, releasing her gospel album exclusively on Amazon.com November 26th. So check it out. Hey, that was the first track. You're right on time. If you like it, go support it. So we are ready to move in to our first segment, and I am completely honored, completely honored to have the opportunity to interview this dynamic young lady. Certainly her time is precious, but we are excited that we get to talk to evangelist Diane Barino Barber. I'm telling you what, just so much that we could say. We've seen her all over, certainly with Fantasia, but we get to hear from her today. So I am going to the phone lines. I'm going to the mic to bring her on air so that you all will get a chance to meet and chat with her. Evangelist Diane, are you hanging out there with us?
I am. How are you?
Awesome. I am awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Just glad to get a chance to chat with you.
Oh, it's awesome to chat with you too.
Yes. So let's jump right on in. And I'm telling you what has it been like, or what is it like to live a life where your daughter is this massive superstar? What is that like for you?
Well, you know what? It's been all good, but, you know, we realize that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we'd be right now. So we all, you know, we really owe it all to God, so we can't take any of the credit for that. And I just tell him thank you every day, because I know to whom much is given, much is required. So, you know,
yeah.
Once you go over into that stage and that platform, you know, the wolves are hanging out waiting to get a hold to you.
Uh-huh.
So it just takes prayer, a lot of prayer and supplication. But we give God the glory, and we tell him thank you every day. Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? She was just, they showed the re-air of her on Lift Every Voice on Sunday with Coco Brother, and she certainly just echoed what you just said. Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely.
great.
What you just said. And so did you always see this type of destiny on her life? Did you always see that kind of coming?
Well, you know what I did when she was just a little girl? She was prophesied to many times that she would sing and share her gift before thousands of people. And, you know, we just stood on that promise, you know, because
yeah.
We know with God, a promise is a promise. And and he's not slack concerning his promises. And we just, you know, it's just the word of God fulfilling itself. And so we know that we still owe it all to God, and we don't take the credit. So, yeah, I've always seen that forthcoming in her life, even when she was a little girl.
Yeah, and certainly the early years touring and singing as the Barino family. Tell us about that time.
Oh, okay. The early years, you know, touring with the family was great. Of course, we had some hard times, some tough times, but, you know, what don't kill us will make us stronger. And,
yeah.
You know, so they got an opportunity to see that it was tough out there, you know, just trying to travel and not having much money, but wanting to be obedient and do God's will. They were kids that loved God and was ready to do whatever they were asked to do at that time. So it was great. You know, and I think it molded her, and it was the shaping for who she is right now. Even though she goes through some things,
right.
I often remember the words to one of the songs she did said, sometimes you got to lose to win again. So
yeah.
We know that even though we fall down, you know, we get up again. Yeah.
We get up again.
So those years was tough. They was tough years, but we made it. And, you know, and God gave us double for our trouble. Yeah.
My goodness. And I heard someone, I think it was one of the American Idol judges or maybe like The Voice or something, and they were saying that really gospel artists or those that have come up in the church and have done that singing with choirs and traveling, they are more prepared than maybe your, you know, person just kind of off the backwoods somewhere that just found out they could sing, that gospel, that people have really done gospel and choirs and traveling are more prepared for the business than other people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I agree with that because it shapes them. It also, you know, it also gets them ready to know that it's a tough world out here. But, you know, if they hold on and be faithful to the gift that God has invested in them, they'll still be everything that God has predestined their lives to be. So, yeah, I really agree with that wholeheartedly. That, and we have prepared, we have reared up some great singers out of the house of God, out of churches, yeah.
Yes, all over, in every genre of music, they go back, their roots go back to church. If you're just tuning in, we say, hey, we see you coming in on the phone lines, coming in from Twitter and Facebook and all across the World Wide Web. We shout you out, and yes, you are hearing the voice of Fantasia's mother, Evangelist Diane Barino, hanging out with us here in the virtual studio. Richmond, Virginia, surrounding counties, state of Virginia, you can come and experience this dynamic psalmist and speaker, hear her preached word and her music ministry on November 24th at 6 p.m. That's going to be right over near the airport area of the city, Four Points by Sheraton, Richmond. I'm telling you what, this is sponsored by Bishop James Rudy Brown, the True Worshipers Experience. So come out, no charge at all. Bring a non-perishable item that'll be donated, so get all that there. All right. So, now you yourself are a powerhouse vocalist. So we see you do your thing, you know, with Fantasia, but then also by yourself. Do you foresee a gospel project or a solo project for yourself?
Yes, I do. It's, as a matter of fact, we're working on it just a little bit right now and trying to get, should be recording before the month is out. And just believe in God, you know, that some greater is coming, you know.
Yes.
Just believe in God and greater. Because you know what, when you get a certain age, sometimes we tend to feel like it's over for us. Just let the kids do it. But, of course, my kids are encouraging me to do it. And I'm just believing God that, you know, the best is yet to come. Because
yes.
If I don't do it, I'll probably wish someday, or I'll think, what if I had? So I want to do it. I want to, you know, give God all I got and just, of course, be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yeah, we don't want to look back and have any regrets. We want to say we
that's
put
right.
it all on the table. We put it all
that's
on the
right.
table. Well, I'm telling you, that is awesome. And, my goodness, the songs, I mean, how are you going about picking out your songs? Do you write as well, or you use another songwriter?
You know what?
Oh,
I do some writing, and I will do a little writing as well. Me and my daughter collaborating, and my son, my oldest son Rico, which also sings and writes, and he's doing he's helping me out. And you know, we've got other people that's coming in and just kind of writing. Vashon Mitchell, and so we believe in God for you know, just a mighty move of Him through what He's going to do with this project.
All right. Well, we will be on the lookout, itching and waiting for the release, and maybe have you back when you have the release so we can share it with the listeners.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm believing God that my daughter and I will probably do a song or two on there, too, together.
Yeah, because you all have been at the the Super Bowl gospel a couple of years.
Just
tore
it
up. So you preach as well. Certainly I want to hone in on your preaching ministry. I don't know you really have found a way to balance life and ministry and singing, but certainly your preaching ministry, is singing easier or preaching is easier? Which one's easier for you?
You know what? I think they're about the same. You know, both are ministering and giving a message, you know, trying to encourage the body of Christ, be strong and be faithful unto the Lord. So I think it balances about the same, because of course when I sing, I also minister through that. So it's I think it's about the same. Yeah.
All right. What do you have any advice for perhaps other female preachers or female ministers that you would share or that has helped you?
Well, you know what? The only advice that I would have for other preachers is that we come together in unity, because where there's unity, there's strength, and we can help one another. It's a big world out here, but we know that the hour cometh and now is, and it's harvest time. So in order for us to reap the harvest, we must have laborers. you know, for the scripture declared that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So if we the laborers will come together and do this thing, and I got Mr. Dallas screaming in the background.
But, he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah. I just want to see us come together, regardless of what denomination we are. We're all believers, and you know what? We're all going to be in heaven someday together, right there together, regardless of what denomination. So if we can come together here and get it right here, you know, we're gonna be good, and I just believe that it's the hour to just, you know, sweep the nation and encourage each other to hold on and see what the end is going to be.
All right, we do it better together. My last question for you, because I know time is precious. I'm just excited that we had a chance to just chat with you and prepare as you get ready to come to Richmond later this month. My last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What helps to motivate you?
The Word of God.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't just say that just because, but no, really, it's, you know, it's life. Everything that happens in my everyday life, you know, I'm like anybody else, and I have some good times and I have some bad times, but my good always outweigh my bad, and the Word of God always encouraged me when I'm going through my bad times. I can think of one scripture that will encourage me to hold on and just believe, you know, that life gets better, you know, and that, you know, my faith, it increases my faith. So it's the Word of God. I like to laugh a lot and, you know, just have a good time. And not so heavenly bounded. I'm no earthly good. I like to cut up too and, and, you know, just have a good time. So it's, you know, it is the Word. The Word of God encourages me and strengthens me every day, you know.
Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, I think you need to put your hands together for Evangelist and Marino Barbara. Again, Richmond, Virginia, surrounding counties, come out to the True Worshipers Experience November 24th at 6 p.m. The Four Points by Sheraton, Richmond Airport Hotel, right across from White Oaks, all that good shopping over there and eating over there. This is by Bishop James Rudy Brown. You will be blessed. Bring a non-perishable food item to be donated to the Central Virginia Food Bank. And Evangelist Diane, we will be there to meet you in person, and just thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and I'm excited about meeting the people of God in Richmond, and hey, y'all come out, let's have a good time.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? Oh, you're welcome. Listeners, we're going into our next segment. After this quick commercial break, we'll be talking to Vanessa Miller. I'm telling you what, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be chatting up. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we don't want you to go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
IndustryBuzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from IndustryBuzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contacts. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Like delighted and excited to have the next person. She's an Essence best-selling author. She's a playwright, a motivational speaker, and she's here today to talk about her new book, Escape to Love. This is Vanessa Miller. We are talking about, I'm telling you what, she wanted a peaceful escape to the Bahamas. What she got was love and danger at every turn, and I'm telling you what, we want to hear more. Aren't you intrigued? Aren't you intrigued already? Listen, we're going to the mics. Hopefully she's been enjoying the virtual green room while she's been hanging out there, and we're excited to have Vanessa Miller joining us. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Awesome. So glad to be able to chat with you about your book.
Yes, I thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. I'm excited to be able to talk about the Praise Him Anyhow series and the fifth book, which is Escape to Love.
Yes, so let's set the listeners up and tell them a little bit about the overarching series.
Well, the theme of this series is really about praising God even through tough times, tough situations. As we grow, as we get older, we all go through something. And sometimes what I have found is that, and even in my life, that if we're not positioned correctly in God, that we can lose our praise. And I just truly believe that praise is so important to our relationship with God that I wanted to write a series that show that and help people to understand how no matter what they were going through, they could always come back to God and come back to not just God, but have the ability to praise Him through it all.
Through it all, because there's nothing that you can't. There's nothing that will cause you not to praise Him. You can find a praise somewhere in your back pocket, somewhere you can find
Amen.
Praise, right? Find it.
Amen.
So if you're listening,
you know,
you're saying,
and
I don't
you know,
know.
But what I found is sometimes people can't find that praise.
Yes.
But and that's the reason why I'm writing this series. I received a letter today from one of the readers of the series, and she thanked me for writing it because she told me that God really showed her herself in this series, and that she
wow.
is now, you know, learning to praise God anew all over again because of it. And so I'm thankful for comments like that because I just believe that it's important to our Christian walk.
I would agree. So certainly let's talk about this book. Now, how would you, if someone's new to you, a new reader for you, how would you describe your genre?
I write Christian fiction, but what I do within Christian fiction is I am more of a restoration type of writer. I write the stories about bad boys and wayward girls or people who are just going through certain things. And because what I like to show is how those people are finally able to turn their problems over to God or turn their situations over to God and learn to trust Him with their life, with their situations. And so what I do is a little different than just telling a story about two people who happen to be Christians and fall in love, because I do write romance within
right.
this genre, but within it you'll also find an overarching story of I believe the greatest romance I'm writing about is the romance between man and God, or one man and God. And so within that romance between man and God, I also deliver to you a story about two people who are finding love with each other as they figure out who they are truly meant to be, you know, through God.
Through God. All right. So let's talk about Renee Thomas, the character Renee Thomas. How would you describe her?
Well, Renee Thomas, when the book begins, Renee is very, and she's a beautiful girl, but she's mm-hmm. insecure. She's found herself in an insecure time in her life. And it's because of different things that she went. She lost her mother young in life, and she experienced bullying when she was in elementary school. And so as she grew older, mm-hmm. the men that she decided to date, also she also experienced bullying basically with them. And so she happened to get a hold of one particular guy who was the worst of them all, who continued to tell her basically that she was nothing. She was wow. nothing without him, and also abused her. And so she just really began to just believe that. And so, but when the book begins, because the reader will meet Renee in other books in the series. Book four, they really find out about the abuse that she it's alluded to in book four.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to see her in book five. She's trying to get some of her esteem back by just reconnecting with the world, basically. She's finding a new job. And then she's also, although she's a little scared about finding love, she runs into someone who she went to school with, and they were good friends when they were younger, and he is very interested in her, but because of the wounds that she has suffered in her life, she doesn't know if she really knows how to pick a good man, so she tries to shy away from it. And it is how the story really is about how these two people come together and how they are able to find love together, Jay and Renee. And I really love their story. And it also shows what I like to do with some of my stories. It shows, you know, we know how we wrestle with things in the physical realm, but I like
right.
to show how God is working it out in the spiritual realm. Whereas the two people that's going through the situation, they don't see God's working power, but my readers are able to see through, like, angels helping out the situation, whereas they're praying about certain things, and they don't understand how God then sends ministering angels. But I like to add that in some of my stories, and my readers really, really tend to like that, because it really does show them the power of God. This thing is, it's not just about we pray and then, oh, we go work it out ourselves. You know,
right.
we are truly praying to a true and living God, and he has the power to affect our situation and to change it in a moment. And so that's what begins to happen in this story. Renee begins to understand who she is in God, and she begins to grab back the self-esteem that had been so violently taken from her.
Yeah.
And even in the face of death, she will not change her mind about who she is. She will not surrender the power that she has now gained to this person who then comes back, tries to come back in her life and tries to make her feel less than what she is again. He came too late, because now she's been introduced to God, and she's also been introduced to who she really is. So she's able to stand against the bullies in her life at this point.
Wow, you said he came too late. And listen, I just talked earlier about Gloria Gaynor, who we all know for I Will Survive. She has a gospel album coming out
right.
later. But in that song, it says, once I was afraid, once I was petrified.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, okay, we're just going to throw
That's
that piece
right.
in. Listen, you have all 5-star ratings on Amazon for this book, Escape to Love. Those that are just tuning in, coming in on the phone lines, we're talking to Vanessa Miller, about book 5 of the Praise Him Anyhow series, Escape to Love. And listen, one of the reviewers said, amazing story. I was totally intrigued from start to finish. I felt the Spirit of God as each page turned. Oh, my goodness. Big shout out to Jermaine in Michigan who wrote that review
Amen.
On Amazon. So certainly a great response from your readers and those that have kept up with and are reading the series. Now, would you say someone could just pick up Escape to Love and read it and kind of be in tune with everything, or should they really go back and read all of the others first?
Well, I hope they go back and read all the others first. But what I try to do with each of the books is to write them as standalone as possible. So what you have is this will be a 9-book series. Reading the first book, Tears Fall at Night, really introduces you to the series and you meet the parents. So each book after Tears Fall at Night just really features one of the grown children, and it then goes into whatever that person is dealing with at that particular time. And so I believe that a person could read the book, and then hopefully they'll want to go back and read the other ones as well. But I try to write it as standalone as possible. You'll know that it's a series reading it, but it's only on that particular person's story.
Okay, good.
Each particular book is only on one person's story.
All right, awesome. And certainly this time of year, I always say, it's snuggle weather. It's that hunker down weather with some chili on the stove or some soup and get you a good book and your Afghan throw or whatever. So this is a great time. Plus people are traveling. A lot of times people are traveling. And so you need something. And this is on special, I can't hardly believe it, for Kindle or Nook. So you can get it on special now for Kindle on the Kindle on the Nook. Check it out. So tell us about a little bit more about Jay Morris and kind of his kind of backdrop story.
Well, Jay is just a nice guy, and she can't believe that he is as nice as he is because of all these bad guys that she's run into in her life and how she's totally misread them. But he has not changed from who he was, because she met him in church group. They went to high school together, but they were also involved in a church group together as teenagers. And Jay has just loved God throughout his life. And this is not what she's used to. And so Jay has to kind of, work hard to get her to understand that he will be there for her, and he kind of represents God in a way, because he's willing to go through the fire with her. He's willing to fight her battles for her, and she's not used to this in a man. So I really like Jay, because I just like his character, and that he's not. I write about bad boys, but this particular one is not. And I like that about him, because at first I was like, okay, now what is he into? What is he getting involved in? And as I was writing the story, there was nothing as far as Jay, because Renee had so much baggage. I wanted the story behind Jay to be a calmer story, and for them to understand that he has just been rooted and grounded, and that Jay was able to be an anchor for her, even though she couldn't accept that anchor until she found her own anchor in God, and then she was able to see who Jay really was. And so I like to call him, he's just a good guy.
Just a good guy. And you know what's so amazing? Listening to you talk, it's almost like somebody else wrote it the way you're talking about how you like the character, but it's that inspiredness, I'm making up other words, that you authors have when they're writing. It's like it's inspired work, and almost you go back and look and be like, I wrote that? Wow, that was good.
Right. I do that a lot. I'm like, I wrote that? I'm like, did the editor change that, or did I write that?
Wow. Inspiring. So, Vanessa, tell people how they can purchase all of your books and also how they can connect with you online.
Well, my website address is just vanessamiller.com, and that's V-A-N-E-S-S-A. My books for this particular series and also my other books, if you go to Amazon.com and just key in Vanessa Miller, all of my books will come up, and those are e-books as well as print books. Or if you go to BN.com for Barnes & Noble, all of my books will come up there as well, and that's for the Nook and the Kindle as well. And so you can easily find out a list of all of my books just by typing in my name on either one of those search engines. And people can purchase them there. If they want to go to a bookstore, they may have to ask them to order some of them. Some of my older books, they'll have to ask them to order. I have some new books coming out in 2014 that I'm kind of proud about, but we'll, of course, talk about that later on. But they can get them, like I say, they can get those in bookstores.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you have a group on Facebook that's like, they're like diehard Vanessa Miller
fans. I love my Facebook
readers. Tell us about that group. Yeah,
I love my Facebook reader group. We just sit and, I mean, we chat, and I'm hoping we're going to be having a chat next week. And so I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of them will come on to the chat. But we are very active on my reader page, and I've started trying to direct more people over there because that's really where we just, any question they want, you know, they just come over and ask me. Or if I don't get a chance to answer it, some of my readers will go in and answer it for them. And so I love my readers group page.
Awesome. So I wanted just to give you an opportunity to shout that out because I saw a lot of activity and just engagement in that group. So big, big shout out there. That's
right.
A great connection
and,
point.
It's different how to get to that, but if you go to Facebook and you just type in Vanessa Miller Reader, Reader Group, you'll be able to find it that way and join. So I think that's easiest than giving out those numbers that you have to connect to be able to get to the Reader Group. But just type in Vanessa Miller Reader Group on Facebook.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. Well, again, Vanessa, thank you so much for stopping by the virtual studio, and we certainly wish you much more continued success on all of your future literary works, and just have an awesome time writing.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me, and you have an awesome time as well.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? We're going to be moving right into our third segment with Lucretia Hall. I'm telling you what, you don't want to go anywhere. We have a very, very quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. Don't move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome right on back here to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we're moving into our third segment. LaQuisha Hall is an award-winning community service leader. She has served as Miss International Beautiful 2012, and she is now the reigning Miss Essence 2013, and she is here today to talk about her new book, Positively Bodyful. I'm telling you what, and she's just cute as she can be, and so we're just excited that she's here with us. We're going to the virtual studio. We know she's been hanging out there in the virtual green room, and we're bringing her to the mic now. We're excited to have LaQuisha Hall. Hello, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're just glad to have you. I am telling you what. So, do you have your do you have your queen crown tiara on now?
You know what? It's funny you say that. Like moments before you welcomed me on the show, I saw that one of the young ladies who was in my mentoring program last year just tagged me in a photo that I signed to her recently, and it was sent to her school, and she just tagged me in that on Facebook. So I'm like, I feel like I have my crown on just because she posted that.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, certainly, tell us, how did you, let's start back, how did you get into, you know, pursuing pageants and things of that nature?
Well, I am a survivor of sexual abuse and domestic violence, and I wanted to find a way to shed light on these issues. They impacted me in so many different ways, of course, not only yeah. through the actual effects of the abuse, but, you know, I also suffered from a myriad of other things as a result. For example, low self-esteem, suicide attempts, and so many things that I experienced that went along with the abuse. And pageantry has offered me a very welcoming way to the community and the public in shedding light on the issue and educating them on these very, very important causes. And it's also two issues that are very taboo. People don't like to talk about them. So wearing a crown is very helpful in opening that door.
Awesome, to give a platform to really, like you said, lift up and raise awareness on these issues. So certainly we applaud you for having, you know, that type of motive. You know, a lot of times people have a lot of different agendas, but certainly it sounds out sounds like that your motive was pure and in a good place. So when did you transition to writing? You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Writing actually was a way for me and my youth to kind of release my feelings of what I was experiencing at that time.
Yeah.
And so I guess I've been writing all my life. And now I'm an English teacher in the city, and I write every day.
Wonderful. And they say
and
that's what you're supposed to do.
I'm sure my kids love it, too.
What? Yes, and so we certainly, so with the writing, and then you also have an organization that you have. So tell us about the organization that's geared towards young ladies.
Well, the entire organization is called IE, and it stands for I Empower, Aspire, and Transform. And my goal is to help build women and girls and youth everywhere in, you know, different areas like self-esteem and awareness of different causes as we just discussed. And beneath that is my mentoring program for girls called Queendom Tea, and basically they go through a series of workshops where they learn more about themselves, they learn feminine etiquette, they experience a tea and a crowning ceremony, which is the anticipated event where they eat to get their own crown assessed, highlighting a positive character trait that they displayed during the time that I was mentoring them. So that's the highlight for all the young ladies, as if it was a graduation.
Wow. Empower, aspire, transform. And I'm telling you, that is dynamic, that you would take the time to do that with ladies. I think sometimes that's all that's needed is just a little guidance, a little bit
right.
of help. And so how does your book, Positively Bodyful, kind of tie into all of this?
Well, again, the overarching organization is called IE, and that is actually a statement or a phrase that I find myself saying often to people.
Yeah.
I'm naturally thin, and I often get that question, do you eat? So, I mean, it was just the perfect name, and it says in all of the acronyms what it is that I aim to do. And Positively Bodyful is a journal that I wrote for young ladies. It's interactive. Again, that comes from my education background. And my goal is to teach young girls how to be self-empowered. A lot of times we have to look within ourselves to, you know, bring ourselves out of whatever it is that we could be in, especially a funk or low self-esteem. A lot of times you won't always have that person standing right next to you to say that you can do it, that you're beautiful. So this book has a lot of fun activities within it to empower them to move on their own, you know, without that guidance per se. And I'm excited about it because, you know, in the short amount of time that I've been selling this book, so many people have talked about how this has impacted them positively. And this is something that, you know, I have orchestrated within my mentoring program. So now it's in print. People can purchase it and now utilize it in their own home.
Well, and you know what's so great about this is that even though this may be targeted to young ladies, really, you know, some of the questions you ask, like, are you comparing yourself to others? You know, are you putting
right.
yourself down? What, you know, how is your image of yourself? You know, that's a lot of us. I don't think there's
right.
any age, you know, I don't think there's any age bracket and just say, well, this is just for those in middle school. But we can tell by reality TV alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you look at some of the reality TV shows, that there are some esteem issues. So very, very good, very good. And the negative thing, do you give people in the book, do you give help or tips of how people can push up and boost their esteem?
Oh, definitely. So I wanted to say, piggyback on what you just said, it's kind of funny you say that. My goal was to empower youth, young girls, with this book, and actually had a mother-daughter combo actually comment recently on Amazon saying the mother purchased the book for her daughter, and she mentioned that her daughter was sharing some of the things that she was learning within the book with her, and it made her realize, oh, this is something I need to do as well. You know, and they
right.
were able to begin to dialogue. So you're absolutely right. A lot of the questions that are asked and the activities within the book can they actually benefit a wide range, age range of people. But the book itself is very interactive. It's not one of those books where you just sit down and read it, you feel good for a day, and then you put it down. For a young girl, it's something they can look back on, and they actually dialogue with the journal. The writing activities I also illustrated it myself. I like to draw as well. So
right.
there are images within the book that are very powerful to a young girl to show that, you know, no matter what she looks like, she looks good.
Yes.
And she's unique. And I have several activities. I'll give you an example of one. There is an activity where they have to actually compliment other people and identify how it makes them feel when they give their compliment to someone else. And so they keep track of that in the journal. You know, I said this to this person, and this is how they responded, and this is how I feel. So, it's a lot of that teachers. I bring education with me everywhere I go.
Hey, and we need it everywhere we go. We need it everywhere we go. I love the chapters. So within the book, listeners and readers, you'll see chapters such as quit looking down on yourself, unleash your talents, embody the life of a diva, enjoy size, and there's a blank there, never look
yeah,
back.
Yeah, because no matter what size you are,
yeah,
you
enjoy
it.
Just fill it in. Offer encouragement to others. Make your own space in the lean, a lean queen. Talk about embody the life of a diva. Sometimes people struggle with the word diva because they say, well, is that a negative connotation, a positive connotation? What do you talk about in that chapter of embody the life of a diva?
Well, that chapter is specifically about making sure that you feel good about the way that you look when you present yourself to the world. A lot of times, you know, we hear people put us down. We hear things that are negative about ourselves, and we react to what
yes.
it was that was stated. So instead of saying, you know, I don't care how they feel about me, I'm going to dress up for me, and I feel good in this dress. They may, you know, overdress because they don't want people to look at their bodies or, you know, wear clothes to hide themselves because they're embarrassed. And I think it's important that they still, you know, look and feel good about themselves regardless of what someone else says to them. And, you know, of course, the illustrations listed in that chapter go along with that. And, yes, you're right. There are negative connotations to the word diva, but in the context of that chapter, I simply am saying embody the life of feeling and looking good about yourself in spite of what is presented to you.
All right, there you have it. For all of the critics who struggle with the word diva, there you go, there you go. What about the chapter, Make Your Own Space? What do you deal with in that chapter?
Well, I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, if you really think about a young girl, she will hear a lot of things that are shared with her, and she'll act on those things. A lot of times they don't take the time to say, well, someone feels this way about me, but I'm going to still be a singer or an artist, or I'm going to still create something new, invent something. I just basically want them to step into what it is that they have been purposed and destined to do and present that to the world instead. So while someone's calling a young girl skinny or fat or ugly, she could be retaliated with, yeah, but I'm an artist or I'm a writer.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. You know, what's your point? You know, and basically give them something else to focus on other than the negative comments that are being hurled their way.
Awesome. I love it. Let's tell listeners how they can get a hold, how they can get a copy of your book, also how they can connect with you on social media.
Okay, so I can easily be found on all social media through LaQuisha Hall. My name is spelled LaQuisha. My last name is Hall, and I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I also have a Facebook page for the group called IE, and there's a separate one for Queendom Tea. T stands for the Etiquette Academy. Queendom is Queen, D-O-M. And you actually also can access my website at laquishahall.com. And if they're interested, I'm also an inspirational speaker. I do workshops for young girls and women, and you can contact me through the site in order to solicit those services. So, yeah, I'm very accessible online.
Wonderful. And I have tweeted LaQuisha. I have tagged her on Facebook on their open post, public post, so you have easy connection points because I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and I know you're connected with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. So that's an easy way to get a hold of her. And I think we're supposed to announce a little something on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am going to give away a book to one of your listeners, and I will also send that with an autographed photo of me and my crown and Mrs. Essence Sash. So if someone has a child that they would like to use the book for, it's a great stocking stuffer and a great way to encourage a young girl indirectly. So offering that, and you get to choose the winner, of course.
Yes, yes. But first of all, we got to put our hands together. Woo-hoo! Prize Patrol is back on display in this show. So listen, listeners, to get a chance to enter for the drawing for this book and this autograph photo, you have to contact me, and you can do that three different ways. You can inbox me on Facebook, you can do a DM on Twitter, or you can go to charvette.com and we have a contact page. So any kind of connection point, and we will keep the drawing open until Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we'll announce the winner, and the book will be sent off to you. Again, thank you so much for that prize and the prize patrol. Woo-woo! We in full action. So again, just like we did last show, you all contact us, and we will get the winners get the winner announced. So thank you for offering that free product. We appreciate it. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question.
One of the things.
One aspect.
Yes.
One of my biggest motivations is my husband. He, you know, as I shared with you previously, I'm an abuse survivor. And if you just sit back, all the adult listeners, if you just think about that, that can be tough to take on. When you're entering a marriage, not knowing what the future holds and how that could look for you, you know, years later and how it impacts you. And my husband has just had all the faith in the world in me. He's always behind me and encouraging me. And I really think a lot of my strength has come from different areas, as I shared a minute ago. But he has really propelled me into the direction I'm in now. And I'm just so thankful that God put someone like him in my life. So,
Awesome.
You know,
thanks, hubby. Yes, you are motivation. Thank you. Well, we thank you so much again for stopping by the show. And I'm telling you, just keep doing what you're doing because you're motivating all of these young ladies and older ladies as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? We have a shout-out segment. Shout-out segment happening right now. Here we go.
Hi, this is Gigi Hopkins, owner and operator of Medical Health and Training Services, where we serve you with CPR classes, first aid classes, and your personal carry classes. Give us a call, area code 804-476-4287. Thank you.
Hey, it's your girl Diamond over at Diamonds World, Inc., Radical Publications, iMatter Magazine, making things happen in 2013. We're finishing fierce, gearing up for our 2014 legendary year. Shout out to Charvette Mitchell. You can hear more about what we're doing, changing the world in a radical way at www.radicalwithakpublications.com. Have an awesome radical day.
All right. Thanks for all the shout-outs. Thanks for all those that tuned in today to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Adios, amigos.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.